This is the chamber of the House of Representatives within a few moments after it was emptied, still showing the aftermath of the wild hail of bullets by fanatic Puerto Rican nationalists. Outside the Capitol, hospital and emergency units quickly mobilized to care for the five wounded congressmen cut down in the fantastic sudden shooting. Even as the stricken five are rushed away to hospitals, observers regard it a miracle that more were not hurt in the crowded chamber by maniacs firing at close range. Under heavy guard are the would-be assassins, Mrs. Lolita Lebrun, who boldly claims she's instigator of the murder plot. Seized with her in the visitor's gallery, Andrew Carderos. Another who brazenly sprayed bullets on unsuspecting congressmen is Rafael Miranda. A fourth member of their group evaded capture in the House chamber. He's Irving Forres, arrested soon after the attack in a Washington bus terminal.
Mr. Gandhi, do you agree that the way to gain independence for Puerto Rico is to go around shooting American congressmen?
The nationalist movement of Puerto Rico is a movement that for many than 25 years has been demanded in all international congresses and all international bodies the recognition of independence of Puerto Rico.
Did you shoot to kill the persons in the Congress?
Not to kill.
What was the purpose of this shooting?
The purpose of the shooting was in a clamor of freedom for my country.
Well, miss, can you tell us whose idea this was?
It's my idea and our idea, the four of us' idea.
Are you sorry? Shot these congressmen.
I'm not sorry for what I did. I'm not sorry.
How about you,
Mr. Bronson? I'm not sorry to come and ask freedom for my country any place.
Luchando por su derecho, hoy el pueblo se levanta, mientras por allá en Kansas hay cinco nacionalistas presos.
But Lolita looked at the moon on hot nights from her tenement roof. Puerto Rico had to be free. It could not bear the disgrace of being a colony. Lolita and her comrades wanted their country free and independent, an old dream of all the patriots and martyrs. And like them, she thought her life was not too great to give for La Causa. They wanted the American people to know that Puerto Ricans want their independence.
Están cinco compañeros presos.
No es fácil pronunciar un discurso cuando tenemos la madre tendida sobre el lecho y en acecho de su vida un asesino. Tal es la situación de presente de nuestra patria, nuestra madre, Puerto Rico. El asesino es el poder
condenado por el mero hecho de vender esta tierra por amarla, por quererla. Hay cinco hermanos presos.
And if you study the acts of violence committed by nationalists, you will find that they have always been within that framework. Resistance against the police who had been ordered to annihilate the Puerto Rican Nationalist Party, to liquidate it. And if necessary, to assassinate its leadership. An attack on the home of President Truman, who had sent Lewis Johnson to Puerto Rico to order the liquidation of the Nationalist Party and assassination of leadership. And finally, in 1954, an attack on the United States Congress, which must be considered responsible for whatever happens in Puerto Rico because it has usurped Puerto Rico's control over itself. People who consider it dishonorable not to reply when attacked.
Nosotros los puertorriqueños y todos los oprimidos por el terror y la violencia hemos tenido que acudir y no vacilará Puerto Rico si necesario fuera a este último recurso de las nacionalidades que es el uso de las armas para realizar su emancipación nacional. El imperio norteamericano se obstina en su ocupación de nuestro país y nos provoca día a día y noche a noche a la defensa de nuestra dignidad nacional. Somos víctimas de su violencia y de su terror. Nosotros hemos tratado todos los medios pacíficos en cuyo proceso el enemigo norteamericano se ha fortalecido.